Yeah, it's a fantastic weekend to be involved, Luke. Obviously, with lots going on and the excitement of all of the games, it's brilliant. I'm not sure if it's pleased at home, but look, it's a great place to be, isn't it? A history-making weekend, hopefully, all across the board. So, delighted with that.
Yeah, definitely a history-making weekend, as you said. A way to coach for today, the juniors are in the Munster Junior Cup quarter-final day. They shocked regional last time out, so I suppose you'll have to be wary of them.
Yeah, I think so. They proved to be very good against regional. Mike has a lot of work done on them already. Himself and Mike Curley have a good plan in place. I think for today, it'll be a narrow pitch. Obviously, it's on grass, so it'll be a tough day out. I think we're expecting to do well. We have a good young squad at the moment. Be a big challenge for them. But I think we can be quite confident going down there.
And never been to a Munster Junior semi-final. I mean, last year, obviously, you had that FAI Junior Cup run as well. That's really an indicator of progress, isn't it? Hitting these, I suppose, landmarks that haven't been hit before.
Yeah, I think that's important. And all of the experience that the lads gleaned last year will be of big importance for them today, I'd imagine. It was a great run for us last year. We were very unlucky, I think, to be undone by Sheriff. This year, it didn't go quite well for us, obviously losing away to Fairview. But the lads have knuckled down. We've had a good run in the league. We've done very well, obviously, in the Munster Junior. So it's progress all around, I think. But even at the underage, it's still coming through. So we have a young squad. We're building for the future, hopefully. So it's very positive at the moment.
I suppose looking at the under-17 FAI quarter-final then, you'll be on the road against Douglas Hall, a team that you'll be familiar with. You lost out in the under-16 National Cup last year and a game that you probably maybe feel you should have won.
Yeah, it was very tough to go to Cork. It's a very, very hard place to go. Douglas are a very, very well-organised side, very well-coached. A lot of representative players have lost a couple of players to League of Ireland over the last while. We were very unlucky last year. Went all the way to penalties after a nil-all draw. We were probably shaded it just a little bit. But fair play to them. They got to look at the green. It'll be tough for us tomorrow. I think we're probably in a better place than we were this time last year. But still going away to Cork, it'll be a hard game. So we're looking forward to it. I think, again, we'll be positive, and that's the best we can be, I suppose, on the day.
Just, Paul, finally, overall, I mean, you look at the amount of teams across all the age grades in Aisling Anacotti, certainly a club on the rise and a club going in the right direction. Being in these quarterfinals, the under-13s being in a massive quarterfinal to the under-17s to the junior team, the flagship team, that must create a buzz within the club, even in training and the likes today for the underage teams. They know something big is going on. You've big games going on all over the place.
But yeah, I think, and again, it's down to, you know, a huge amount of work that goes on in the background from a fantastic committee, all the way from the under sixes the whole way through. I mean, we're in four quarterfinals over this weekend and next weekend. So there's a lot of positive actions being taken, and it is buzzing around the place down there. You can feel it. You get a lot of kids now going to junior games, which is really good, which we probably haven't seen before. A lot of the junior players coach or are involved in coaching or go down around the underage structure when they're there in the evening. So it's very well seen, and it's beginning to connect together really well. So it's a very exciting time for the club. A lot of hard work has gone into it over the last few years, so it's great to see that come through. And hopefully we'll be rewarded this weekend. It's a big weekend for us.